News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I am Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Indian and Chinese troops appeared heading for a long haul as their tense standoff in the disputed areas of Pangong, So and Galwan Valley along the line of actual control in eastern Ladakh showed no signs of abating, even as efforts to de-escalate the tension through talks continued. In the midst of the flare-ups, the Indian Army on Sunday categorically rejected reports that Indian patrol teams were detained by Chinese troops in eastern Ladakh in the last few days, but did not provide any details of the current situation in the region. "There has been no detention of Indian soldiers at the borders. We categorically deny this. It only hurts national interests when media outlets publish unsubstantiated news," the army said in a statement. People familiar with the situation in the region said the two sides were engaged in trying to resolve the dispute, but there was no indication of a positive outcome yet, as both the armies continued to bolster their positions in disputed areas of Pangong So and Galwan Valley and Demchok. The Chinese side has particularly strengthened its presence in the Galwan Valley, erecting around 100 tents in the last 2 weeks and bringing in heavy equipment for construction of bunkers. The Indian side has conveyed its strong objection to China pitching tents and bringing in heavy equipment during the meetings between local commanders of the two armies last week. There have been reports of multiple incidents of transgressions by Chinese troops in several areas in eastern Ladakh, and soldiers from the two sides were involved in scuffles on at least two occasions, sources said. The sources also said the Indian Army has been able to increase its strength in both Pangong, So Lake, Galwan Valley and Demchok. The Indian troops are also resorting to aggressive patrolling in several sensitive areas, including Demchok and Daulat Beg Oldi, they said. The situation in eastern Ladakh deteriorated after around 250 Chinese and Indian soldiers were engaged in a violent face-off on the evening of May 5, which spilled over to the next day before the two sides agreed to disengage following a meeting at the level of local commanders. Over 100 Indian and Chinese soldiers were injured in the violence. The incident in Pangong So was followed by a similar incident in North Sikkim on May 9. India on Thursday said the Chinese military was hindering normal patrolling by its troops and asserted that India has always taken a very responsible approach towards border management. At a media briefing, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Anurag Srivastava also strongly refuted China's contention that the tension was triggered due to trespassing by Indian forces on the Chinese side. India's response came 2 days after China accused the Indian Army of trespassing into its territory, claiming that it was an attempt to unilaterally change the status of the LAC in Sikkim and Ladakh. Stifling heat gripped the national capital on Sunday, with the maximum temperature hovering close to 45 degrees Celsius in most parts of the city. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert used for a severe heat wave for parts of Delhi for the next 2 days. Heat wave will prevail in many places and severe heat wave in isolated places, mainly clear sky with strong surface winds of about 20 kilometers per hour, the IMD forecast said. The Safdarjung Observatory, which provides representative figures for the city, recorded a high of 44.4 degrees Celsius, which was 5 notches above the normal. The minimum temperature was recorded at 28.7 degrees Celsius, 2 notches above the normal. The weather stations at Palam, Lodhi Road and Ayanagar recorded their respective maximums at 45.4 degrees Celsius, 44.2 degrees Celsius and 45.6 degrees Celsius. Kuldeep Srivastava, the head of the Regional Forecasting Centre of the IMD, said some respite from the stifling heat is expected in the national capital on May 28 due to a fresh western disturbance and easterly winds at lower levels. Dust storm and thunderstorm with winds gusting up to 60 km per hour is likely over Delhi NCR on May 29-30, he said. Besides Delhi, the IMD has issued red warning in Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Rajasthan for the next 2 days. It has issued orange warning for eastern Uttar Pradesh. In large areas, a heat wave is declared when the maximum temperature is 45 degrees Celsius for 2 consecutive days, and severe heat wave when the mercury touches the 47 degrees Celsius mark for 2 days on the trot. In small areas, like the national capital, a heat wave is declared if the temperature soars to 45 degrees Celsius, even for a day, according to the IMD. Kolkata Municipal Corporation Chief Firhad Hakim said on Sunday that the West Bengal government or the civic body cannot be held responsible for the continued disruption in power supply in several parts of Kolkata after Cyclone Amphan. The chairman of the KMC Board of Administrators has been under fire from the opposition for disruptions in power and water supply in several parts of Kolkata, Howrah and several neighbouring areas 4 days after Amphan hit the state. Hakim said private power utility CESC Limited itself clarified that they did not have the required staff to carry on restoration work. This is not the time to start blame game. CESC has informed Nabanno, the state secretariat, they have restored normalcy in at least 50% places and power will be restored in many more places by tomorrow, he said. The minister said neither the state nor the KMC should be blamed for disruption in power services for a couple of days. According to the minister, the removal of uprooted trees from roads was still going on as Amphan felled a huge number of trees on Wednesday. He said borough coordinators had been asked to monitor work in their respective areas. Hakim came under attack from the BJP, CPIM and the Congress for the past few days as irate residents took to the streets in different parts of Kolkata to protest against non-resumption in power and water supply, even after several hours. The opposition parties alleged lack of contingency plans by the state government to cope with the disaster, despite getting storm forecast 5 days before it hit the state. And Hong Kong police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands of people who rallied on Sunday to protest against Beijing's plan to impose national security laws on the city. In a return of the unrest that roiled Hong Kong last year, crowds thronged the Causeway Bay shopping area in defiance of curbs imposed. Chants of Hong Kong independence the only way out echoed through the streets. To Communist Party leaders, calls for independence for the semi-autonomous city are anathema, and the proposed new national security framework stresses Beijing's intent to prevent, stop and punish such acts. As dusk fell, police and demonstrators faced off in the nightlife district of Wan Chai. The day's events pose a new challenge to Beijing's authority as it struggles to tame public opposition to its tightening grip over Hong Kong, a trade and business gateway for mainland China. The security laws have also worried financial markets and drawn a rebuke from foreign governments, human rights groups and some business lobbies. An alligator that many people believe once belonged to Adolf Hitler has died in the Moscow Zoo. The zoo said the alligator named Saturn was about 84 years old when he died on Friday. According to the zoo, Saturn was born in the United States and later sent to the Berlin Zoo, from which he escaped when the zoo was bombed in 1943. His whereabouts were unknown until 1946 when British soldiers found him and gave him to the Soviet Union, the zoo said. Almost immediately, the myth was born that he was allegedly in the collection of Hitler and not in the Berlin Zoo, the zoo said in a statement. But, it noted, animals are not involved in war and politics, and it is absurd to blame them for human sins. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.